Last time we talked about stripping a mortgage-backed security into interest-only and principal-only payments. We talk about another way of breaking up a mortgage security, and I just call these CMOs for collateralized mortgage obligations. That's what CMO stands for. Believe me, I'm not going to cover everything about CMOs. There's a lot of pretty esoteric stuff. Let me show you one place you can look. I'll put up a link to this site. It's a pretty good article on that includes how CMOs get structured and stuff like that. Okay, the reason you have for a CMO, and same again, that's also the same motivation for stripping the mortgage-backed securities, to try to make something more valuable out of a mortgage-backed security. So you have this gigantic mortgage-backed security, let's say, you know, $1 million. Actually, that's not so gigantic, but say you have a $1 million mortgage-backed security, and you want to make it more valuable. If you try to sell the mortgage-backed security, you're walking into a pension fund or a life insurance company and saying, "Look, I've got something that could go for 30 years. That is, it might last for 30 years. But or it could prepay tomorrow. How do you like that?" And they say, "Whoa, that we can't do any kind of planning for that, and we don't know how to fit that into a portfolio." So that's the problem with a mortgage security, is this all this uncertainty, unpredictability. So the idea of carving up the CMO, a mortgage-backed security, into a CMO is to make some cash flows predictable and short term. The short term gets you allows you to take advantage of the yield curve, that is, the interest rates are lower at the short end, and the predictability gets you to take advantage of all the investors who don't want to set up prepayment models and who don't want to have the uncertainty of something that could either go for 30 years or prepay tomorrow. They want something more predictable. So what do? You carve up the security. You create, for example, a short-term bond. So here I'll assume, again, $1 million of unpaid balance in a mortgage-backed security. That's the security that you have to carve up. I'll assume that you had a 5% coupon. That is, the mortgages were paying 5%. Okay, and let's say it has 30 years to go. We can create 1 5-year bond for about $250,000 with a 4% coupon, and this bond will be go exactly 5 years as long as prepayments are, let's say, greater than 0.5% per year and less than 20% per year. You know, if they're more than that, then it's hard to get the thing to last 5 years. If it's less than that, then you might not have enough principal. You'll get some principal from the principal amortization of the mortgages, but you'll need some from prepayment to hit this $250,000 after 5 years. But there'll be some rate. I'm not saying that 0.5% and 20% are the right boundaries, but there will be some reasonable prepayment rate where you can pretty much guarantee that this 5-year bond will act like a regular 5-year bond. And so that's something that the pension funds and the life insurance companies know how to invest in. Now, the problem with that is that means that there are other cash flows that are going to be less predictable longer term. If this 5-year bond were the first tranche, that's probably wouldn't be typical. We'd probably have an even shorter tranche. But if that were the first tranche, excuse me, then later tranches are going to have even less predictable cash flows. So the 5-year bond might be followed by a 15-year bond, and the 15-year bond might only pay off as a 15-year bond under a much narrower range, where the prepayment has to be, let's see, be greater than 2.5% per year and less than let's say 8% per year. I'm totally making up those numbers. And that 15-year bond might be $300,000. Again, a totally made-up number. Incidentally, you will see an expression, and I'll just throw it out here, called PSA speed. PSA stands for Public Securities Administration, and they have, for a seasoned mortgage that is more than 2 years old, the standard is a 6% prepayment rate. So if you see somebody saying 150% of PSA speed, so 150% of PSA, that would mean a seasoned mortgage, a mortgage more than 2 years old, would prepay at a 9% rate. At least that's the way they were doing it several years ago. In fact, it was a very long-standing prepayment function, a very simple one. Not sensitive to interest rates at all, only sensitive to the seasoning of the mortgages. So instead of, the point is, so instead of quoting something as 0.5 to 20% per year or 2.5 to 8% a year, these would be quoted in terms of percent of PSA speed. That's the typical way these things are quoted. But what it means is something like this, that within these ranges, within this range, this first bond really will act like a 5-year bond. Within this range, this one will act like a 15-year bond, whatever. And then what's left over after you've carved up these bonds with very predictable cash flows is called a residual, which is the cash flows that will still be available, assuming that there haven't been super rapid prepayments. And residuals can be very exotic securities, and often they have to end up being held by the institution that creates the CMO. So your ideal might be to create a set of bonds that for every $100 worth of mortgage-backed security, you can sell, let's say, $101 worth of bonds backed by these things, and then still have the residual left over. So whatever is in the residual would be gravy on top of the $1 you've already made by carving the thing into bonds. But again, the idea is to take something that has no appeal to fixed income investors, something that they don't know whether it's going to last 30 years or prepay tomorrow, carve it into something that makes sense to them, a short-term bond, and then a longer-term bond, and a still longer-term bond. You hang on to the residual, and you hope that the bonds together, because they're more predictable, will sell for as much or more as what you could have gotten selling the mortgage-backed securities. So that's a very brief introduction to why there are CMOs, or collateralized mortgage obligations.